I was drugged the fuck out, bro. I was drugged out. I was on opioids.
Opioids?
2 days after I got off of opioids, and I was addicted to opioids, I got off of opioids,
Are you telling this nigga's not on cocaine? Wait, keep going, right?
I'm taking two.
That nigga said,
Hey, everyone, listen to this, please. 2 days before I was in the hospital, I was on opioids. I was addicted to opioids. I had plastic surgery because I was trying to look good for y'all.
This is my goat, bro.
This was it.
This is the dude I looked up to this man.
Yep.
Yes.
He was my favorite.
I had his album on my wall.
Bro.
You know what this is like? This is like people who used to love Ozzy Osbourne. And then one day he just wakes up. He's like, I used to love that nigga. He only can say one word in full. His ex-wife.
Shan. Yo, bro, this is like the girl you used to be in love with.
And now she's fat.
She has three kids.
Three different baby daddies. And she was on opioids.
I got liposuction.
Can we talk about how Kanye's a grown ass man?
Getting liposuction.
Did you see when 50 Cent was talking about it? Like a thought.
Did you see when 50 Cent was talking about it?
No.
He's like, you got what? Oh, y'all didn't see this?
Look. He has no 50 Cent. Yo, has no 50, remorse.
And he has no filter either. This shit was funny.
Yeah.
Lil.
I was on opioids. 2 days after I got off of opioids, and I was addicted to opioids, 2 days I got off of opioids, I'm in the hospital. Right?
He's just recording.
Wait, listen to this, please. 2 days before I was in the hospital, I was on opioids. I was addicted to opioids.
Let's finish this. Let's finish the clip out.
Because I was trying to look good for y'all.
Yeah, fuck y'all.
I got liposuction.
What nigga?
Because I didn't want y'all to hold back like y'all called Rob at the wedding and made him fly home before me and Kim got married. I didn't want y'all to call me fat, so I got liposuction.
I didn't want y'all to call me fat like y'all. So you got a fat ass.
Wait.
So you had a fat ass.
Hold on.
And made him fly home before me and Kim got married. I didn't want y'all to call me fat, so I got liposuction, right? And they gave me opioids, right? And I started taking two of them and then driving to work on the opioids, right?
Keep going, please.
This is hurtful.
Keep going.
Then my boy, and I'd always ask my boy, to hand me if it's, we on tour, give me some weed, blah, blah, blah. So he had to go give me the opioids. And there was talks amongst my camp, like, Ye's popping pills, right? So when he handed to me...
Nigga, you are!
Keep going.
There's talks to me. He said, you know this is used to kill genius, right? So I didn't take it. 2 days later, I'm in the hospital. I was taking two pills a day at that time. When I left the hospital, how many pills you think I was given? 7
a day.
I went from taking 2 pills to taking 7. So the reason why I denounced, why I dropped those tweets and everything, because I was drugged the fuck out, bro. And I'm not drugged out. These pills that they want me to take 3 of a day, I take 1 a week, maybe 2 a week. Y'all have me scared of myself, of my vision. So I took some pills so I wouldn't go to hospital and prove everyone right. We are drugged out. We are following other people's
opinions. Everybody's sitting like...
You can hear a pin drop in that fucking studio, bro.
Everybody was like, God. He needs help.
He has serious psychological issues.
How does he go home to Kim? Can you imagine him pillow talking? Like, Kim, one day I'm going to have a spaceship. But before I get a spaceship, I'm going to get rid of all these opioids because I was in the hospital bed and they had me on opioids. Instead of 2 pills, they had me on 7. Now, on the spaceship.
back to this all-important spaceship. Because we need to get back to the spaceship.
Because I'm gonna be the next Elon Musk. Elon Musk. Elon Musk. Elon Musk. Elon Musk.
Yeah. Hey, let me get a lemonade. I don't want a lot of ice though. Because sometimes I got to be like, yo, can I get a lemonade with all this ice? You know what I'm saying? Went to Chick-fil-A and ordered fries. Yeah. You already know what kind of size. Let me get that large, though. It will be my pleasure. They look me in the eye. When I bite into it, I'm alive. Fresh from the fryer, I don't wanna waste no time. Burn the roof of my mouth, it will not be worth it tonight. When I go to sleep, I dream about them continuously. They're fries. I can't look away when fries just make my day.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's Not That Serious, the podcast.
Yes, it is.
What's going on, you hoe-ass niggas and you bitch-ass tricks?
Yes.
You skip, scab, scallywags, and flibbity floops.
Smoogity smooties, scoopity poops, all of the above.
Floobity bloop, scoopity poop, swiggity smooty, Not That Serious is coming for that booty. Real quick, sports news. Nothing of major to note.
Yeah.
Eagles won the Super Bowl. Sixers are 0-2. Yeah. Ben Simmons scored 1 point.
LeBronto.
And that's it.
Yeah, that's about it.
That's about it.
Yeah, anyway.
That's all we have to. But you know what? No. I have a thing. I have one thing to say to you, Sixers haters. You motherfucking Simmons haters. All you niggas that doubted us. Yeah, it's bad right now. It doesn't look great. Ben Simmons is not playing well today.
No, he's not.
Or today he didn't play the last game, which will be game two. Mm-hmm. But all of you niggas out there that are saying I would take Donovan Mitchell over Ben Simmons, or Donovan Mitchell is better than Ben Simmons, we could have an argument if you say Donovan Mitchell's rookie of the year. We could have that discussion. Sure. I don't think it's a very long discussion, but it's a discussion we can have. But if you niggas out there saying better than, or I'd rather have on my team than, or I'd rather build a team around Donovan Mitchell than Ben Simmons, just tell me, you just say you don't know basketball, we can keep it moving from there.
Smoke straight out of the crack pipe.
Just say. Just
pick up a glunt, big fella.
Just say, my basketball knowledge contains mostly and one mixtapes. And then just say I watch more and one mixtapes than actual NBA basketball.
Niggas just watch hot sauce highlights and then try to have a real opinion.
Yeah. They think they watch Half Man, Half Amazing. Do 14 offensive touch interferences to the basket and think
niggas go to one Harlem Globetrotters game and no basketball.
Watching the hair up there.
Niggas watch one dunk contest on YouTube.
Niggas seen Air Up There and do a 720. And
niggas buy a pair of sneakers that got the pump in and that make you jump higher.
And got it figured out.
And they just become Dick Vitale. Just a student of the game.
Niggas put their favorite team in their bio and just know all.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm Utah, part of sports Twitter.
Utah Jazz fan number one.
My Utah Jazz.
Yeah,
my to quote John Brown. Yeah.
Shout out John Brown. Your Utah Knicks.
How's Porzingis doing, my guy?
I was emotional when I tweeted that. That's not cool. I hope he gets back, and I hope he's sharper than ever.
Listen, if you come crazy at us, I'm
going to come crazy. We're going to let the chopper fly.
Yeah, obviously, nothing's off limits. If you're coming at my team, I have every right to come at you.
Word. But, you know, like, honestly, like, this is the worst game I've ever seen him play. I feel like he's not going to repeat that performance.
Yeah, this is definitely Ben's worst game.
And niggas were waiting.
Oh, yeah. I don't blame him.
Niggas went back in them drafts and they dusted them things off.
Mm-hmm. They had them tweets in the drafts for a long time.
It was a glorious day, and I applaud you. Yeah. Get them off.
Take advantage of your time.
You know, niggas hate that we got two of the nicest young niggas in the league.
It's all good. We're just missing one more.
Because it wasn't supposed to happen this fast. You know that. You weren't supposed to go from being that bad to this good.
That's not. That's true. Right. If you don't recognize the third voice here,
which you probably don't,
let me start off by saying that Not That Serious is a podcast that continues to push the culture forward, continues to break boundaries, and just set new strides in forward thinking and progressiveness. Now, most podcasts don't do this, but we reach out to the our waffle colored citizens. And I want to present to you guys Not That Serious's first ever light skinned guest. We got our man Lamont, aka Advino Monty.
Thank you, thank you.
AKA Calvin Machado.
This thing got hella names. Intern to Dr. Lipschitz.
Prior intern to Dr. What's his name?
Who? Dr. Frankenstein.
It's Dr. Frankenstein. Yeah, he leveled up.
What's going on, man?
No, come up here from school. Not doing anything. Just chilling.
School. So what? And you go to school for what?
I go to school for pharmacy, studying to be a pharmacist.
Legal trap.
Yes. Legal trapper. Yes.
Shout out to dishing out the opioids.
Opioids.
Exactly. Shout out to Kanye.
Dishing out the opioids.
Shout out to Kanye. We're gonna get to him in a second.
Oh man.
But okay, so Lamont.
Give us a little, give people a little background.
Or who Lamont is.
Who I am. Well, you know, I went to high school, township, like Mike and Elsie.
I'm in school for pharmacy.
Now I'm in school for pharmacy.
So. Where you go to school at?
And
you don't got to say the school. Just say where.
Oh, in Florida.
Florida.
Yeah, Florida man. All that.
So are you in Haitian Kodak Black Florida or Stand Your Ground Florida?
I mean, both of them kind of Stand Your Ground, but yeah, I'm in the real Stand Your Ground Florida.
Is one of them a Stand Your Ground, Woody?
Yeah, one of them Stand Your Ground and nobody cares. The other one is Stand Your Ground.
The Trump sticker Confederate flag Florida that I'm.
Yikes.
Oh, I'm closer to Crystal Meth Florida.
Man, how do you live? Like, are you like one of the only black people around? Like,
Is there
niggas where you at?
I mean, it's
white people see you and say, "Where you going for, C?"
It's a low minority population. It's mainly like,
"Where you going, Jussie Smollett?"
Jussie Smollett.
But I mean,
"Where you going, Empire?" "Where you going, Hustle and Flow?" Once he puts his Twitter out and you see his IV, these jokes are going to be way funnier.
Hustle. Jussie Smollett.
We got to get out of this Florida, man.
Florida, man.
I got to get this internship, man.
But how do you like, I mean, obviously, man. it's a different dynamic than Jersey, so you like living down there?
What was the transition like?
Yeah. It's a different life.
I mean, from going from Pittsburgh, where I did my undergrad.
Oh, yeah. University of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I went to University of Pittsburgh for undergrad. It honestly wasn't that many, like, black people there either. Mm-hmm. Like, they were more, like, where I was for going to school, it was mainly, like,
white people. Only black people there is Wiz Khalifa.
I mean, that's what it seemed like. Yeah, downtown there might be some, but, like, where the school was, it was kind of isolated.
Mm. So you're comfortable with the whites?
I mean, yeah. Ingratiated myself with the white folks. No, but you know, it's different. It's definitely different.
Yeah,
like in Pittsburgh, there wasn't like much of a Hispanic culture or Hispanic people.
Mm.
In Florida, it's like there's not many black people. Like there's more Hispanic people, Hispanic culture.
Yeah,
and then but it's vastly majority.
How many times on average do you get confused for being Cuban?
Like, yeah, if people trying to speak Spanish to you?
Or Puerto Rican or some kind of Latino.
Honestly, not that much because there's not even, like, other Latino people to confuse.
So there's, like, no people of color where you're at.
Where I'm at, I think it's 90-something percent white.
Damn.
Like, the school there is, like, pretty much, it's just white, and that's it. But it's, like, it's a middle upper class, so it's, like, it's a good area.
So that's an area where white people go to retire.
Yeah, it's definitely a retirement area.
Gotcha.
Ah, okay. Mm.
But, I mean, they also have, like, the opioid capital of America right down the street.
Opioids.
Exactly. Yeah, shout out to Bradenton.
Oh, man.
Just like, yeah. Like,
that's tough.
So, hold up. Elsie, did you chill with Lamont in high school? Because I know I didn't.
Nah, we never got a chance to really chill, but yeah. We would always say, like, what's up, and I talk to him. But we were cool, but we were in different grades. Lamont was older than us.
I was definitely one of those people, like, I wasn't really popping like that in my own grade.
Yeah.
Much less am I branching out to others.
Yeah.
So it's like, I had my group, and I knew pretty much everybody in my grade, and then I was cool with that, so I wasn't, I didn't really,
you know what,
link like, with people older or younger, especially not younger.
Yeah. Well, cause we were like, I know the people that we all knew, like, it was like, we were like, it was like a group of people, and I kinda like outbranched, like, I was like, I wasn't really popular, but I knew the popular people or whatever. But also, I would belong to, like, the crowd where, like, niggas knew Lupe Fiasco was the best rapper on earth.
Obviously.
Niggas could tell you about Mickey Facts.
Yeah. Mickey Facts. Like, yeah,
remember
like.
Remember that?
That's the fat
name. Oh, man. Like, yeah, I can tell you about all these popular niggas. They're good and everything. But let me tell you how Fonte is the best rapper from North Carolina. Like, it was, like, I was.
How about this?
Let me put you on Charles.
Yo, remember that dude from Degrassi? He actually raps now, and he's kind of good.
Yeah.
When you used to get the fuck out of here when you talked about Drake rapping.
He's part of that group of people. Never got a chance to chill at the time, but.
Word.
Yeah.
He was one of those people, like, after you graduate and then you got social media, and then you feel like, damn, we're like-minded individuals.
Yeah.
Exactly. All this wasted time.
Well, time is slipping away from me.
And you figure out, like, yo, we're like-minded individuals, and that's what's up. So, shout-outs to social media for, like, giving us people the opportunity to reconnect with people that you never thought you would.
Facts.
And Lamont's a really good dude. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Glad to have him on.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a ripping good time today.
A ripping good time.
So what y'all want to start with?
I have on here? Oh, well, the first thing that you mentioned to me was something happened at your job, right?
Right.
At the workplace?
So, yeah, I got a new job recently.
Mm-hmm.
So basically they had like this little, event where there was like a luncheon where I'm working at a place that's basically, I work at a bank and it's like a new branch I'm working at. It's a new branch.
Mm-hmm.
So they had a grand opening for that branch. And, so they had the grand opening. It was like all the big wigs, the board of directors, the corporate people, the president, the CEO, the leader of the board.
So it was a big thing.
It was a big thing. It was about 50 plus people there. The mayor of the town was there. It was a ribbon cutting ceremony. It was a big thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Needless to say, I'm literally, I did the eyeball test. I was one of three black people there.
How many niggas was there?
The only nigga there. The only cishet black male.
Gotcha.
With a hairy dick there. So I was there. And you know, it was hot that day.
Yeah,
it's been hot. It was an outdoor in a tent type of thing.
Yeah,
not an inside in a nice cool.
So niggas outside
air conditioned air type of thing.
Outside with suits and ties on,
bro. Let me paint the picture for you. I am the only black man amongst the sea of Caucasoid.
Yeah,
amongst a sea of white foam. And I'm the only black man there. I'm in a full black suit. Why? I thought it would be appropriate to wear a full black suit. Not just a black suit, but a black suit with a black shirt and a black tie. Because I wanted to go funeral on these niggas.
Funeral.
Shout out to Fabulous. Death funeral mixtape. Death comes in threes. You know what I'm saying? Fabulous mixtape.
Oh, my God.
So I'm doing
when
that.
When he's hit his wife, but we didn't know.
Darn.
Opioids.
So yeah, he's out of his cotton picking mind. I'm the only black person there.
Yeah.
You know, full black suit, heavy set dude. My jacket can't close because it's been a while since I've worn that jacket. And it does not close in the traditional sense. So I'm in there with a forcefully open black jacket, black shirt, black tie, black John pants.
John Wick.
Black John Wick. Mike Wick.
Mike Wick. If you locked him in a room with KFC for 2.5 weeks straight.
You locked him in the Krabby Patties.
Yeah. Yes. 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 You like Krabby Patties, don't you, John Wick? You know? So the jacket doesn't close, but I got all black on, and I got a gold tie bar because why? And it's just a bunch of old white men and feeble, brittle old white women that I feel like they do that little kiss cheek thing where I feel like their cheeks are going to disintegrate because if they come in too hard.
I don't feel so good, Mr. Wick.
I don't feel so good, Mr. Wick. And, you know, it's hot. I'm sweating.
Yeah.
And thank God I wore all black, because if I wore a white shirt, boy, it'd have been a...
You would have sweated that thing, yeah.
Man, I would have looked like a s'more.
Wet t-shirt.
Just
contest.
Brown. Just... I would look like I'd have played 4 quarters of pickup basketball. It was bad, but you know, the food was good.
Yeah.
They served wine.
It's sophisticated.
I got a slight buzz on.
Slight buzz.
Get that work buzz.
Yeah, got that work buzz that I can tolerate y'all now, buzz.
Yeah.
That, but you know, it was cool. It was just weird to see, like, it really felt like Get Out, and I was, for a good first couple hours, I was very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Cause it was lit, it was no black people. And not black people.
Yeah.
It was literally, I could count the people of color in the room on my hand.
Yeah.
And that includes black people, Latinos,
yeah,
Indian people, Asians, whatever.
Yeah.
I count on my one hand how many of those types of people were there.
Yeah.
And everybody who was white. They weren't just Starbucks hipster white.
Mm.
I'm still calling the cops, buddy, white.
White.
Yeah.
Damn. Well, shout out to you for representing.
I made it. I made it through.
Because if another nigga would have showed up, they would probably be like,
"Yo, I wish. Strong. I wish dap. I could have just had that one moment. Where
yeah,
I could
just dap him up, mad strong. Like, you know it's good, brother.
They probably introduced you. Like, oh, have you met Michael?
Yes.
Oh,
who's Michael? He's a marketing major.
Mike, are you the affirmative action hire?
I'm starting to think.
Are you the token?
Bro, I'm starting to think.
Have you met Michael?
I'm starting to think so. Because every time they shake my hand, they're like, we expect great things from you. I'm like,
look at my African American.
Like, you know, I just got my bachelor's, right? You see my resume?
It matches.
It
qualifies.
Great things?
Moderately good things.
Moderately good things.
Yeah,
decent. I'll get the job done.
Yeah, yeah. I'll hurt. I won't hurt you.
Yeah.
But I won't help either. I'm doing like TJ McConnell things at this job.
Yeah,
he's a role player. He's a good
role player.
Yeah.
Oh man. So, but it was a good event. It was a good turnout.
Yeah, it was cool. It was cool. And I actually loosened up and it got cool.
Afternoon. You had a couple of wine, a couple of
them things in me.
Start talking to people, nudging them on.
Start
nudging them on the elbow a little bit.
And I was like, it got cool. So, you know, that was a little thing I experienced.
That's what's up.
Good.
Oh man.
That's good.
And, you said, Elsie, something happened with your car?
Yeah, man. So, my car be on some bullshit. I have a 2004 Volvo, right? Definitely getting a new one. Not a new Volvo, just a new car in general.
Right, me too.
So, I had to, me and, you know, Kev Rogers, we were going to the studio, and it was me, Kev, and Rob, the cameraman. So, we're heading over to Philly, and my car, you know, I had just got a new battery. Yeah, this happened yesterday. So, yesterday, I just had a new battery. Everything was cool. I mean, drove to get the battery, drove to the mall after I had the battery to make sure that everything was cool. Drove to Collingswood to pick up Kev. Now, I mean, we're going to the studio out, and I believe we might have been in Northeast Philly somewhere. We were out. So I was in Collingswood, and then the place we were going to in Philly was 30 minutes away from there. So we're an hour away from my house. Ooh. So we're going over to Walt Whitman, and my car, like, it starts to, like, it made, like, a ticking sound. I don't know. Has your battery died before, right? You know when your battery dies?
No, never.
Have you ever been in a car where the battery dies and it makes, like, a tick sound? Like a tick.
Yes.
Did that shit while I was driving, right?
Oh, no.
So I'm like, that's not ideal, right?
It is not.
So then I'm like, yo, that was mad weird, but all right, I'm going to keep it pushing.
So then, I'm going to push through this.
Yeah, because I'm on the Walt Whitman Bridge at this point. So then my car jerks. Like, it's like the transmission type, like it slipped or something.
It's like a warning shot.
Yeah, anybody? So it did that. And I'm like, whoa.
I'm not feeling so good.
Yeah, my car was like,
I'm not feeling so good.
And it started to disintegrate from under my seat.
You started getting low, like, why?
Like, whoa, what the fuck? Whoa! Like, both of them. So then after it does the jerk thing, all my gauges go down, right? Like, I'm like getting off the bridge, all the gauges go down, and like I lose power in the car. So like, my lights go out. I can't see, like, nothing on the dashboard is lit up. So I had to pull over, and I'm like, yo, this is weird. But it kind of happened to my car one time, like, a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. So my wife's got to turn it off, turn it back on. So I do that, and the car resets itself. So I keep driving, and then it just continuously does it, like, all the way to the dude's house that we were going to with the studio, which is another 20 minutes from off the bridge. So the whole time I'm driving, my car keeps, it'll tick, jerk, shut off. Like, tick, jerk, shut up. Sorry. And I keep having to drive.
Sounds like that May song, breathe, stretch, shake.
Breathe, stretch, shake. Let it go. So we get to the dude's house. I'm like, yo, I'm going to have to drop y'all off because there's no way I'm going to be able to drive back. I don't know where I am. Niggas is out here doing wheelies on dirt bikes, quads, everything.
Ooh, yeah. Real Philly bulls.
We was in Philly. All right. And I'm like, also, I don't want to get stranded out here because fuck.
Fuck that.
Because I don't know where I am. I don't know who these niggas are. They're popping wheelies next to my car. I gotta get out of here. So I drop them off. Whole way back, my car just keeps getting worse and worse. I'm like, please, Lord, Jesus, take the wheel. Just get me back to Jersey so I don't have to tow this shit from Philly and pay a whole bunch of money. So I risk it all, and I drive my car an hour back home, constantly stopping on the side of the road to reset my shit because it would, like, I would be driving, and then it would buck real hard. Bam! Like, I hit something.
Damn.
And I would have to pull over. Like it would buck so hard that my flashers would go off. Like, they would be flashing, and then everything would just go off. So I just had to keep pulling over, turn my car off, turn it back on. It'll be good for a good 3 miles, and it'll do it again until I made it home. And then, won't you know, I wake up this morning, I have to go to work, and my car's fine. The check engine light went off. Nothing happened. It was fine. I have gas in the car. There's coolant. You know, there's antifreeze. I think there's something wrong with the wiring. I'm gonna figure it out. I'm gonna get a new car.
God, this is a sketchy neighborhood.
Yeah, my car wasn't filling the neighborhood. It seemed, as soon as the first nigga popped the wheelie, that shit was like.
It went past the first liquor store. Was like, oh, I'm gonna shut this down right now.
But I made it home. The boy's safe. It was a doozy. I was sweating the whole time. You have no idea. That was the most stressful car ride ever. But
how long did it take you to get back? I was an hour away
from home. The GPS said an hour, so it took me about an hour.
Wow. Okay.
So I got over the bridge, and instead of going Route 130 with all the lights, yeah. I took 295, so I didn't have to take any lights, and I just drove in the slow lane with the hazards on. But I was still doing like 50. Yeah. So I was going with traffic. I just had to constantly keep pulling over. Mm. It was very annoying.
I have a similar story like that with driving out from Philly. Uh-huh. But, all right, so I was in Philly, you know what I'm saying, for the night.
Yeah.
Doing mind your fucking business. And when I was leaving, I'm leaving the parking lot, you know what I'm saying, that I'm in. And I'm reversing. My car is like, first of all, let me just paint the picture of what I'm driving. Yeah, I'm not driving no ball of shit by any stretches of the imagination. I drive a 1999 Dodge Caravan. You understand?
The joint that was on front of Good Kid, Mad City.
Yes. Literally, probably that same gun. Yes, man down where you're from, nigga. So I'm driving that shit. So, but my bitch never lets me down.
Yeah.
So I'm driving out. You know what I'm saying? It's constantly stopped. It won't reverse.
What?
Like, it won't reverse. Like, it's like, I guess something happened with some type of fluid.
Uh-huh.
The power steering.
Oh, power steering.
Where I couldn't, I had to literally with all my might with the wheel to get it to move so I could reverse. And I'm in a Philly parking lot. The spaces are very tight.
Yeah.
And I had to yank. I'm like,
oh, it's making all type of noise.
Yo. And I'm yanking this hoe. And I hit the car next to me at least four times. But luckily for me,
them niggas wasn't out.
It was 2:30 in the morning. And I was like, man,
fuck it.
I owe you. You see me, I know find you. So nigga, I'm just it took me literally 45 minutes
to get out or
to get out of the spot.
Damn.
Then I had the 40 plus minute drive home.
How was that?
With no power steering?
That shit was wavy.
Really? Oh, okay. You were just driving.
I'm just driving now. But to get out of that parking lot, it was hell. I was really going to have to call my father when I'm out here doing mind your fucking business. But I thought I had to bring my father in
to situation. Your business.
Yeah.
And you know your dad knows it. So I'm like, nigga, what are you?
What are you doing here? And I'm gonna have to answer him.
Well, you know,
but I got out of that jam. You know what I'm saying?
So you was like, call him or get out.
That was the last straw for me. I was like, now I'm making sure I'm never going past a certain distance with this car ever again.
Yeah.
Like, I'm never going, first of all, number one, out of Jersey.
Never crossing that bridge.
And I'm never going past 30 minutes away from my house.
Yeah, good idea. And I think I'm in the same boat.
Until I get a new car, that's the rules now. So, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. You got any car stories?
Not really. I mean, my car is kind of ass, but nothing like that.
Blessed.
Yeah, blessed. Job blessed.
I mean, it was kind of broke when I got it, but
Never broke down in the middle of nowhere in your car?
I never ran out of gas. I never broke down.
I never ran out of gas.
I know people
who do. I don't know how you run out of gas.
I was scared one night. I thought I was going to run out of gas.
I've never done that.
Oh, I got a run out of gas story to tell you. That almost ran out of gas. I was coming back from up here to go back to school, and it was right after the hurricane.
Which one? Because there's been like 10 and of them. Global warming is real.
Yeah, global warming is real. Don't believe the lies. But facts don't matter.
They don't.
I was coming back from the hurricane,
mm-hmm.
and I was going to take a train from Virginia down to Florida.
The
car train.
The train you
put your car on.
Yep, I've been on it.
Bro, you did what?
Yeah, you never did that? What is it called?
There's an auto train.
Auto train, yes.
You put your car on the train.
You drive. Yeah, there's a spot in Virginia. It's about 3 hours away from here. And you drive there, and you just drive your car up on the train, and you sit on the train, and your car is on the train, like, in the back. Yeah. You never heard of it?
What?
My family just did it this past summer. I've done it before, too, when we went to Florida. Rather than driving all the way down, you take your car with you.
Shit, genius. A car, yeah.
We should get the squad to do that, honestly.
That's fucking amazing.
It's mad fun. Like,
why don't we do that?
We will. It's not, and it's, and the other thing is, it's really not crazy expensive.
Yeah, it's not that expensive.
What?
Yeah, we'll do that.
But,
yeah.
Okay. In my circumstance, the hurricane canceled the train, so I drive all the way to the station, and they just have a paper on the door like,
niggas ran out of gas.
It's canceled.
Fuck yourself.
And I'm just like, what? Other people were there, like, we didn't get a notice or anything.
Yeah.
Like, they just had a paper on the door.
Yeah.
So I had to drive all the way from Virginia to my school.
To Florida. And you're, like, South Florida, damn near.
Yeah, Tampa. So it's, like, an extra 15 hours. And I was planning to be on the train, so I was just like, I'm about to go to sleep, blah, blah, blah.
You know what you probably need to stay awake on that train ride?
Opioids. We'll get to that.
I had zero opioids. Driving back, I had to take like back roads because the highway messed up, or the hurricane messed up the highway and they're all
there.
And
you're by yourself?
By myself.
Whew.
Solo dolo. end up almost running out of gas in South Carolina.
What you doing about these parts, 4C?
What you doing down here, Empire?
And it's about... It was almost midnight. It was pitch black. Because, you know, the hurricane knocked out the power, too. And you're looking for gas after a hurricane.
At midnight.
At midnight in South Carolina. This is sound man. I'm about to be, like, lynched or something. Who knows? Cause,
but, we don't got no gas, boy, but we sure got plenty of rope.
That's what I was expecting. But I actually made it out.
What happened? Like, you made it to a gas station?
I made it to a gas... The first gas station I went to, there was no gas.
Yeah.
And then the second one, there were these two white dudes there that were like... They looked like they were working for like a construction company or something. They looked like I was like, I don't know if I should talk to them. I might be, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
But...
I might be hashtagged.
Hashtag.
They're trying to pop me after hurricane. But they told me where to get some gas. I was good. And I made it.
You made it. Did you stop at all? Like, did you, like...
After that?
No, I'm saying, like, did you, like, stay at a hotel? Or are you just after South Carolina, you just...
No, I every time I make that drive, I do it all the way through.
How the fuck do you do that? I can barely drive to Union, New Jersey without falling halfway.
I'll be like, ooh, I'm sleeping.
I'm like, ooh, there's got to be a motel later on.
Man, I go here from Princeton, I'll be like,
Jesus, whew, nap time.
I mean, after a while, you get like 6 hours. Oh, I'm 6 hours in? I'm 7 hours in?
Yeah.
I'm 12 hours in?
Yeah, might as well just keep going. Pushing. Damn, I never drove that far. The first I drove was Virginia, 6 hours, so... Well, me personally driving, but we've drove to Georgia before, like with the fan.
I've done that drive to Florida,
really?
To Orlando to Disney. It's a rough one, man.
It's a motherfucker.
It's
that is no joke. Like, you remember that shit for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I'll never forget that drive.
I'll never wish that on anyone.
Yeah, that oof.
Sheesh.
I don't oof.
Oh man.
You know what I'm saying? It's like 30 hours.
30 hours?
You know what's like 30 hours? The length of this Kanye mess. This motherfucker is gone. Oh, this nigga Kanye. This nigga's out of his cotton.
And it's funny,
mind.
I didn't want to give this man any more energy, but it's just like day after day, some other shit just happens. And it's just crazy, yo. And the people that are siding with him, like, yo, I understand what he's saying. Da-da-da-da. Y'all not looking into it deep. You're not diving deep enough into it. It's not that deep.
Y'all trying to dive deep into a koi pond.
He doesn't know what he's talking about. A koi pond.
This is what you're trying to do. You're trying to dive deep into them fountains at the fucking mall.
Nigga's trying to do a gainer into the Chuck E. Cheese block.
The
kiddie pool.
The inflatable kiddie
pool. Nigga's trying to swan dive into the sink. No. This nigga is just a moron. Sometimes niggas are just stupid.
This nigga's just a moron.
It's okay. Sometimes.
You can admit it.
It's just dumb.
It's just dumb.
This nigga Kanye is fucking dumb.
He might have made good music before, but
yeah, it's not the same person. He ain't been the same person since.
He literally was making good music. Yeah, he's a fucking dummy.
He was saying dumb shit back then too.
Yeah, he's a dummy. It's okay.
It's all right.
But you know, I don't go for them for profundity.
Yeah,
you can't go out here saying shit like I love Trump. And Trump's a free thinker, and you don't know, and then at the same coin token, you don't know his policies, you didn't know nothing about his travel ban, you don't know why,
nothing
he stands for, but you say, I love what he stands for.
Mm-hmm.
That can't fly, G.
He's just talking, literally talking out of
his ass. You're just talking. You're not thinking.
Yeah.
You're
free
saying.
Thought, yeah. I don't know when free thought became an excuse to say some dumb shit. What does free thought even mean?
I say dickhead shit with no repercussions.
That's like saying, like, yo, I don't know, put a penis inside of another penis. Nigga, free thought. Like, what? He's like, let my genius flow. Nigga, no, you're that just nigga, saying.
Hitler was a free thinker.
Hitler.
he thought free.
And you know what's crazy?
Free the world of all this.
I've taken a class on Hitler. And he actually had good policies. But you don't see anybody going around saying Hitler was a damn good politician. That does not matter.
No, because, because on the whole, that nigga's evil.
Nigga's evil.
So, I'm not about to pick out the one good thing about a shitty person.
You're not. It's just not.
And listen, and then what's up with this nigga trying to change the meaning of shit?
I don't know.
Well, when I saw that Make America Great Again hat, I said, I'm going to take it and use it as, I want to make America great in my own way. How the fuck are you going to make America great, Kanye?
And how are you going to take what he's doing and change it into your own and trying to change
the narrative? You know, that is some narrative. Kanye shit, yo.
That is.
He's sampling Kanye.
This nigga sampling racism.
Sampling white supremacy.
Started with the Confederate.
This nigga put an 808 on
808s on racism. Doom, 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 doom. I hate niggas. I hate black folks. I hate coons. I hate mongoloids. I hate niggas.
It don't work like that, Kanye. What
I mean? Hate the blacks, 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 blacks.
Yo, and it's just one thing after another. Like, did y'all watch the Charlamagne interview?
I tried.
It was so.
I got about 30 minutes into it, but then I knew what it was going to be.
It was just a bunch of irrational thoughts that weren't really making sense.
It was just Charlamagne pandering.
It was Charlamagne trying to understand.
Yeah.
And he really was trying.
He was listening.
Yeah, he was listening.
I didn't watch the whole thing, but
Charlamagne was listening. He was trying to do his job, but Kanye saying that he doesn't go to therapy. Sitting there with Charlamagne, it was like, yo, this is therapy for this nigga right now. Like, we're in a therapy session.
Yeah, when he said that shit, like, I don't go to therapy, I use the world as my therapy, I'm like, yo, we're never going to get this nigga back.
And he had the nerve to say, like, I know it sounds kind of narcissistic, like, to use people as my therapy. I'm like, yo, you can't hijack people's lives. He literally does that. He said, I'll keep people on the phone for 45 minutes and just talk.
Because you're kind.
That's not therapy,
that's
bro.
That's unhealthy.
Yeah, that's not. And it's crazy. He never learned how to cope with anything ever since his mother passed away. He hasn't been the same.
That's you making people indulge in your bullshit because you're Kanye and nobody's going to say no to you.
Exactly. And, that's another point that you bring up, because he has a bunch of yes men around him who will not tell him that he's a fucking dummy.
And now, like, nobody's going to check him. Like, what the
His own wife hasn't checked him yet. And she does everything on social media. Well, she knows this nigga's wrong,
bro. She's a dummy, too.
I ain't trying to hear this.
Do you think she really knows?
Yes, but she's just trying to stand by her man. That's it. I'm telling you.
I don't even give her that much credit.
Kim has
two dummies that are being dumb dummy.
She is
together.
A dummy, but she has some type of common sense. She knows this ain't right. Kim Kardashian would never talk out of side of her mouth and say that slavery was a choice. That thing that has never even crossed her mind.
She never said.
That's because he's thinking like 4D chess. Like, he's trying to think on another level. It's just he's overthinking everything.
Yeah.
Like, he's trying to think so like grandiose that he's making simple things complicated.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. Like, I'm not trying to say that slavery was a choice.
Yo, this cup isn't green.
It's not green.
It's a mixture of the earth blue and the hues of yellow spectrum from the sun that reflects off the galaxy. And I'm the next Don Imus. I'm the next CeeLo Green. I'm the next Marlon Wayans. I'm the next Jay Farrow.
This nigga said Don Imus.
I'm the next Death Greg. Tired of this nigga, man.
No, it just,
I've never gone from respecting and admiring a person to absolutely being disgusted by
them. To someone who has literally turned into all his lyrics.
I've never had that such a switch in a person in such a short amount of time. And as luck would have it and fate would have it, it's my fucking favorite person
ever. We used to defend this nigga. When Yeezus came out, we had to defend this nigga like none other.
And I still defend it. It's a good album.
Oh, I'll still defend
the backflips that had to be done at the time, though.
Son.
Oh, man. I still got to go through it
to defend that.
Caballero style backflips and turn kicks. Defending.
Shout out to Eddie Guerrero from Tekken 3.
Oh, my God.
Defending.
Bro.
I am a God. Yeah. The song featuring God.
Yeah, we had to defend that.
I had to defend that shit.
Oh, man. I had to defend the song called New Slaves.
Black skinhead. We have to defend
black skinhead.
Maybe that was a warning sign.
It was.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it probably was the writings on the wall.
And you know what? If you really listen to that album, Kanye was pro-black on that shit. I don't care what nobody says.
Oh, he was.
Son, you can't tell me nothing. Like, and people are like, he never said that. He never said that.
And then this is what I'm trying to figure out. What the fuck happened to him?
His mom died and he never. But he was. It's been downhill, bro. I'm telling you. This nigga got liposuction.
Yeah.
And was addicted to what?
Opioids.
And then he did what after he got out of the hospital?
Scared!
Into some what?
Opioids.
And then he took more what?
Opioids.
It just doesn't make sense. And then on top of all the...
opioids.
He doesn't make any fucking sense. And it's like he's taking more drugs to cope with the...
opioids.
It's just getting redundant at this point.
He
clearly needs help, bro. It's so sad. He needs help.
It's so,
and people are trying to. And I'm not making excuses for the dumb shit he's saying, because he's still saying it on his own. Mm-hmm. But he still needs help. It's a combination of the two. Like, he's just not normal anymore.
Yeah, that nigga's fucked up.
I don't know. I don't even know what to do.
Yeah, I mean, not, as fans, there's nothing we can do.
We can't do shit. We just gotta watch.
Yeah.
It's like watching a car accident.
Exactly.
You can't do shit about it.
Lamont, what did you think when you first saw him, like, coming back to Twitter, right?
Yeah.
And then when he started popping off, what was your initial thought?
I mean, it was going, and I was like, okay, he's back, he's tweeting, but it wasn't about, like, Trump and stuff, what I saw.
Yeah. I don't remember.
Yeah, it wasn't about
He was just Trump. Talking about fashion, really.
Yeah. He was talking about what he's going to do, all his ideas, his manic tweets, all that. And then he wanted to talk about Trump and race-related things or slavery, that's what it's come to now. Mm. And my whole problem with that is that it was like, it's on the course of like validating Trump voters and like racism.
Exactly.
And that type of thing.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? Unfollowing Kanye. I didn't have to block him because I didn't mute him. I just unfollowed him because I was like, I'm not dealing with this.
Man,
I don't need this negativity. As that's not what I go to Twitter for. I don't go to Twitter to find more problems.
That's what I go to Twitter for.
to find problems.
Other people's problems.
But not for like.
Oh yeah, not the ones that affect
like,
you.
Nothing that's gonna make me feel like.
Yeah.
Like,
damn, Kanye.
Yeah, that's true.
I definitely look at these two bitches fighting.
I definitely go to Twitter for all the smoke.
Other people's smoke.
They're entertaining smoke.
Yeah, the entertaining smoke.
It's crazy.
And then we got to go into this whole slavery was a choice thing.
Slavery was a choice.
Which is like...
And it's so crazy.
The most asinine thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
And then everybody who agrees with that shit, you should feel a fucking shame that you even think. Like, what? A choice?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. No, it wasn't a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Are
not
you
at
kidding
all.
Me?
Not, there's nothing choice worthy about it.
You know
about that.
What I think Kanye was underestimating? The fact that people back then, they didn't have electricity, they didn't have phones,
they didn't have education.
They didn't have education, they didn't even probably speak the same
language.
First of
all, let's imagine.
Niggas couldn't even form sentences.
You are an African villager. You live in Africa. You live with only black people for all your life. You've only known other black people. And not only just other black people, most likely only the other black people in your village, which is about maybe 50 to 100 people at most.
Yeah.
So all your life, you know those people.
Mm-hmm.
Out of nowhere, you know you have your technology, which is very limited.
Mm-hmm.
You see a fucking boat, number one.
A big ass
boat.
Not like a little dingy.
Not a rickshaw canoe. A fucking mass
ship.
A boat. Number one.
Yeah, something you ain't never ever seen before.
I ain't never ever seen this before. A boat. Now comes the boat off the ocean, which you never rarely go into because no.
Yeah.
Because no.
Yeah, bro.
So
for
this
one.
Boat
coming from the ocean lands. You see the boat, and off this boat comes fucking white people. What?
And now, here's the thing. These white people are walking around your turf.
These are white, these white people come on your territory wearing metal suits of shining sun.
Just come off the boat flexing heavy.
Then they come off with sticks that shoot fire. And that can kill a man instantly. You're sitting there with your swords and your main tools.
And your stones and your rocks.
Your handmade tools. But this nigga comes out fire. These niggas are probably magicians to these niggas.
Wizards.
So you see the first white man in a metal suit with a stick that shoots fire. Shoot that fire stick at one of your homies. Damn. He's dead now. Damn. Out of nowhere. And now they talk, you see that happen within the course of an hour. They say, get on this fucking boat.
You don't even know what he said.
You don't get on the fucking boat.
It's like, alright, I guess.
And of course, there were many people who said, I'm not getting on that fucking boat. And then he got lit up with a fire stick.
And then those niggas that didn't get on the boat.
I ain't talking about the Amazon one.
Fucking died. All of them.
Now
you're on the boat. The boat is a terrible place. You're not on the top. This isn't Club Med. This isn't the love boat.
This ain't Royal Caribbean.
This ain't Isaac Hayes making drinks in the lounge. You're in the bottom of the boat.
With poop.
Stacked up like dominoes.
Yep.
Sardines.
Pooping and peeing on each other.
People having babies on one another.
People dying.
Dead people.
This trip is weeks. Sometimes months.
Yep.
A poop and pee and all that, and you're not getting fed on the boat that you've just never seen before, but you're on it now. After all this time, the people who are still alive on this boat, you get off.
Well, before that, the people who are still alive had two options. Am I going to stay on this shit, or am I jumping off?
Yeah.
Most of them, or not even most of them, a large majority of people jumped off. You've seen Amistad. A lot of them jumped off with their kids because they said, I don't know where we going, but I know we's gonna die.
Yeah. And when they got off, oh, did they die? Because they don't have swimming lessons in the village. I promise you that shit.
They didn't have the YMCA?
No. There are no YMCAs in Ogunge Village circa 1410. No, they're not. There aren't. I'm not aware of any community college swimming courses.
There was no boys and girls clubs back then.
There is no boys and girls club of the Zimbabwe Cape Town.
In 1307.
Now, wow, you're on this boat? You got off the boat, you stink, you smell like poop and pee and poop cake in your hair, body, face, everywhere. You just got off this magical boat. You're still looking at these white, now there's more white people. And they're angry at you.
And they're just as dirty as you.
They're just as dirty and stinky as you. But they're in charge for some reason. You know why? Because they got these fucking fire sticks. Yep. And you just can't get away from wherever you go. There's a stick of fire waiting to blow some heat in that ass. Now, hopefully, if you're lucky enough that you and your family have survived to this point, they put you on what's called a sailing block. Yeah. Well, 9 times out of 10, your family's not getting sold together.
Oh, absolutely not. This is
you go up, you get sold, you go with some random white man. Then you watch your kids or your wife and or a combination of the two get sold somewhere else. Now you're separated. Now you went from your village, now you're in somewhere called South Carolina. Where the fuck that is? I don't know. Now, they tell you, pick this cotton. You've lost your family. You've lost your wife, kids. You smell like pee, cake, and poop. You're tired. You've been in the village. You get fed once a day. You're with a bunch of niggas you don't know.
Don't know. From a can of paint.
From a can of paint.
None of these. And day in and day out.
Getting beat by white people with these fire sticks.
With fire sticks.
That just keep... which is a running theme in your life as of late. These fire sticks blowing people the fuck up. But you're supposed to lead the revolution. Go fuck yourself. If you think...
And even after years and years of this... They are still uneducated.
How about this?
Have no resources.
Boom, boom, boom. That's the first people that knew who they were before this.
OGs.
Before this horribleness happened.
Yeah.
No. Now let's have the people three or four generations down the line. You've been born in this. All you know is the plantation.
Mm-hmm.
All you know is I live here with my family. Hopefully I could just work here till I die, mm-hmm. like my grandparents did. If you make trouble, you get beat or die. Mm-hmm. You try to leave, you get beat or die.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes not only you get beat or get killed, mm-hmm. your family gets killed too because to them, you're fucking cattle and they can get more whenever they want to.
Big facts.
So, nope, and first of all, no, and none of them are doing the math. Oh, there's like 30,000 of us to two because they're in a state of fucking fear. If that's the same logic, dogs could have us the fuck out of here tomorrow. The dogs and the cats can get us all the fuck out of here tonight.
Watch out for the cats,
because, but they don't know no better.
Nah.
We didn't know no better. So, and anybody who thinks, oh, we just chose that, and at some point, it's just got to click.
Pick up a book and think about how many people had that mindset, but didn't have the education to put that mindset in.
And the people who had that mindset, you know what they fucking did?
They ripped their fucking nuts off,
they
nigga.
Fucking killed them.
They made an example out of them niggas.
And they killed them in front of the niggas to make sure, if you think this way, nigga... First of all,
that's what free thinking got you back then.
Yeah. That's what free thinking got you back then, nigga.
You want to think freely, nigga? Give me them nuts. Essentially.
Hang up in this tree.
Son, hanging blood on the leaves, my nigga.
Back then, it was like, if you thought about reading, they would kill you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas don't get it, bro. And then, all of that, you know, slavery, everything like that. Even with what Kanye was saying, people were enslaved for too long. You can argue that. Yes, 400 years is a long time. But you have to take everything into factorize it. You got to take everything and add it up what it was.
How about this?
I just seen this
video on Vice or something like that,
mm-hmm.
where it was a video, they interviewed this dude that was basically a slave in the 60s.
Like
1960s?
1960s. Like
Dr. Martin Luther King.
I remember.
My parents were alive.
My grandparents were kicking it. My grandfather was probably finger popping my grandma in the 60s. Yeah, y'all grandparents was fake.
They was slugging.
Oh yeah,
slugging with two G's. They was
fucking to that Billy Jean.
So fucking, they was fucking a Little Richard. Tutti frutti
in your booty.
Anywho. Oh no.
Oh Lord.
Nana, no.
So Nana, he was doing that but like in the 60s he was talking about how he was in the South, like and this is still Jim Crow, like, yo, bro, like the dude, he talked about how like he was working around for these white people. Mm-hmm. And he was on like a sharecropping plantation type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, you couldn't leave, because if you leave, mm-hmm. they would kill you. And if they killed you, they're not getting in trouble. Because why? It's fucking Alabama or whatever in Jim Crow 60s. They were still killing niggas for sport.
Yeah, they just... No, they actually didn't stop killing niggas.
They didn't stop killing niggas.
Actually, some niggas just got hung last
week. So, it's a systematic thing, and that was the most disappointing thing, to see him just say that and then just have... act like there was no consequence to it and think that was just okay to say.
Obviously, there's strength in numbers, but if that's the case, then how come every jail in America doesn't just kill all the fucking correctional officers, nigga? Like, there's logistics behind everything. Like, y'all don't take everything into factorizing. Like, niggas don't think before they speak. That's why I understand where this free thought shit is coming from. Like,
the think. Free thought niggas is don't not think. Think. There's no thinking.
There's no rationalization.
It's just speaking. It's empty thoughts. Just talking directly out of your thoughts. Ass.
Anybody can think freely. Anybody can do that. That doesn't mean say a bunch of ignorant shit. Like, come on. Like, son.
What if the world is flat?
Like, oh God.
Shout out to Kyrie Irving.
Dummy.
Shout out my boy Kyrie. Yeah.
But it just the whole situation just don't make no damn sense. And then niggas on Twitter talking about, well, shit, I couldn't be no slave. If that was me, would you let somebody take your family and rip them apart? Nigga, do you understand? I could probably slap you right now and you wouldn't do shit about it. And you gonna sit here and tell me
you sit there that and you would think about it?
You would have let a slave
to assess your feelings.
Niggas out here be getting skipped over in the barbershop because they're too afraid to speak up.
You niggas, first of all,
fuck out of here.
You be them niggas that say they want to be slaves is the slain niggas that get called by niggas, they get called niggas by white people, and but they got their phone up saying Twitter do your thing while niggas be getting slapped. Shut the fuck up. You're not doing anything. And especially if you're just some black person or just some person in general with no gun and there's a bunch of white people with guns telling you to pick this cotton, bitch, you're gonna get them thumbs bloody and you're gonna pick that goddamn cotton. Cause you're not gonna, you're not. Nobody, y'all not a bunch of Nat Turners.
You're not. Sorry. Stop. And you know how many Nat Turners there were before Nat Turner? Who tried to beat a Nat Turner?
They fucking
died.
They got killed. And that shit, that Nat Turner shit was some hot shit, but you niggas don't like to talk about. That shit lasted a day.
Well, a day. Come on, son.
Mm-hmm. That shit lasted like that shit lasted a weekend, I think.
Come on, son.
A weekend.
Niggas don't think.
It started on Friday. That nigga was up in a tree by Sunday night football.
Niggas don't think. Son, niggas thought slavery was GTA. Like, they could just.
Like, if I get killed one time,
wasted. Like, no, nigga.
When your health depletes to zero, you go to this nearest hospital.
You're just going to wake up in the hospital. Like, you're just going to wake up in Master's bedroom.
When you go to the hospital, they will take your weapons, and you will be left with medical bills. Like, nigga.
Come on, son.
That's not how it works, asshole.
Ignorant, bro.
Niggas don't be thinking, bro.
Ignorant.
In
all aspects. I don't care if you're trying to... You can't rationalize anything he's saying because he's not... Everything is so on the surface that he's saying. It's so shallow. The shit is not deep at all. And people are trying to make points that aren't there. And it's sad. It's just doing nothing but exposing niggas' ignorance. You know what Kanye is? Kanye is to black people as Donald Trump is to some dumbass white people. He's saying a bunch of dumb shit that means nothing and they're eating it up.
Damn.
And that's why he loves that nigga.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's exactly why he loves him. Donald Trump got on the microphone and was like, Mexicans are rapists. And white people were like, you know what? They are.
You know what? I don't know anything.
You know what? You're right.
They are.
Kanye gets on the mic and says,
let's roll with that.
Kanye gets on the mic and says, slavery was a choice. They said, you know what? Yeah. Them niggas was a slave for 40 years. What idiots.
They had to like it.
Could have been me.
They had to like it a little bit.
And this shit makes no sense. You're just ignorant if you can sit here and agree with what Kanye is saying and try to pick out a certain deeper meaning behind what he's saying. It's not deep, bro. It's not. It's all fabricated. He's leading people in the wrong direction. Niggas is trying to open up their third eye, but don't realize their third eye
is in their ass.
It's in their fucking anus. It's your butt. It's the eye that stinks.
It's your fucking booty hole. It's the one where shit comes out. That's your third eye.
Come on, son.
And he's still trying to run for president.
Get these niggas out of here. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, T.I. said he's dead to fuck.
Dead to fuck?
He's dead to fuck. He said
dead to fuck.
He's really running for president.
First of all, number one, if you're running for president, what party are you running with?
First of all,
because neither one of them is fucking with you right now.
If there's anything I got out of the Kanye thing that anyone can say positive, it's just the fact that political parties don't really matter anymore. And now I've been feeling that way for a minute now. I don't identify as Democrat or Republican because everybody's fucked up. So if that's what Kanye's trying to say on any type of level, okay, you got that. But he's definitely not running with any type of party. Fuck, he's just going to be the Kanye party.
Fuck that nigga. I ain't giving him no points no more.
Nigga, no points. I'm not even buying his fucking album. Oh, no. I'm streaming that. Not Shout even streaming. I'm getting that shit illegal.
We bring in LimeWire back just to rip that shit.
We ripping that shit. Ass, I'm going to listen, but I ain't paying for it. Oh, I'm going to listen. Oh, I'm going to listen.
I was going
to
listen.
But I don't know. We just all listened to that new Travis Scott song with him on it, and the verse was actually
very bad.
Horrendous.
Everything else was great.
Yeah, everything production else was good.
Maka goes up. Skills come down.
Yeah, it's like he touched a Monstar basketball and just somebody sucked all his powers away. But that's what happens, yo. Like, just look at Stacey Dash looking like a fucking dickhead out here. Omarosa looking stupid. And then he got this dumbass bitch, Candace, whatever her name is.
Candace Owens.
Oh my god, she's just as dumb as he is.
I haven't heard
it. And now she was at the TMZ thing too. She's trying to clean up everything he's saying. I'm like, you're gonna wear this bitch out too. She's just as silly as you are. You about to wear her. You're gonna wear her thin.
Mental gymnastics trying to cover up for Kanye.
Come on, son. It's just a mess. It's a mess. I can't. I don't think I can give Kanye any more energy. It's hard not to, because he's my favorite. He used to be my favorite.
Like, that's what's most
my favorite. Disappointing about I saw all Yeezus of this, bro. In concert.
Dang, my Yeezus concert got canceled.
But. Yeah, I was supposed to see him twice. The second time I saw him, the second time I was gonna see him was literally the day after Kim got robbed. Literally. The day before Kim got robbed, and I was sitting there like, yo, this concert's gonna get canceled. And sure enough, they canceled the rest of the tour. So.
That. His name was my favorite, bro. I don't know if he was the first. He was the first album I purchased with my own money.
Mm-hmm. He was the first album I got. Well, other than Lil Bow Wow. He was the first real album.
I think mine was actually Bow Wow.
Mine was Bow Wow, but Kanye was the first real album I got. I got Kanye, Late Registration. And 3-6 Mafia, most known unknown. Those were my first two real albums. But I had already.
First album was Graduation.
Lucky you. I had to go back because I was just young, so I had to go back and listen. But I had already heard College Dropout and Graduation. I just didn't have them. But
I don't want to talk.
I can't. Yeah, I can't give him any more.
That's all the energy.
You know what? We can talk about another dweeb ass nigga. This nigga Drake, bro. He is
chill.
He's a corn. I don't think people realize that he was a corny nigga. I don't know how they didn't notice that. He's literally the same Aubrey Graham from Degrassi, just with $100 million.
Like, yeah.
In a record deal. So basically, this nigga, he's having a bad week, first of all. He damn near gets beat the fuck up by Kendrick Perkins. And if you don't know who Kendrick Perkins is, he's a 6'10", 280-pound ex-NBA player, or NBA player, whatever you want to call him, who's now on the Cavs, or whatever he does for them. He's like Juwan Howard for the Cavaliers. And he was ready to beat his ass. And Drake was just talking shit like he wouldn't watch him. And then the NBA was like, yo, Drizzy, you just live here. You don't run shit here. Mm-hmm. Stop cussing at the NBA players. Because you don't have it like that.
Exactly.
You're still just a fan. Yeah,
you're still just Drake. You might be the ambassador for the Toronto Raptors.
Whatever that means.
Whatever the fuck that is. You still got to come to these games. Or I care about
Indo-Caribbean Duke.
Damn. Them niggas, the Raptors, boy. I can't say much because I'm down 0-2. Right? We're down 0-2 right now, too. But we weren't the first seed, so I'm going to just leave it at that. But this nigga Drake, it ain't looking too good for him. Other than that, also Rihanna came out and said that Drake made her feel uncomfortable at the VMAs. Did y'all see this? Yeah, because apparently he went on there and he was saying that he loved her and shit and whatever he was saying.
I remember that.
Yeah, I remember too.
That was awkward. At the time,
he said he was in love with her.
She said she felt very awkward.
Yeah.
And Drake was like a nigga that like just professing his love to a woman that just said hi to him. I don't think they were ever really dating. That was never real. It was a publicity stunt.
I think, they were never really dating. I think she was like probably flirting with him.
Yeah.
And he took that and ran he to took the moon to with heart. That shit.
Damn.
Yeah, he took it to heart. And then she was like, you know, ever since then, we'd never really been that cool. Like, I knew that shit wasn't real.
Oh, she said since then they weren't that cool?
Yeah, she said she doesn't talk to him anymore.
Wow.
Because Drake is corny. Like, I've been trying to tell people.
Oh, no, he's
corny. I don't know why people didn't notice this. Drake is the same nigga.
He's
Everybody loves him. He's just a corny nigga.
If you saw him host the ESPYs, that's Drake.
Drake is essentially
corny Drake, corny joke Drake.
He is essentially Nick Cannon with talent.
Ooh. How are you going to ether Nick Cannon like that?
Ooh.
He's
that's
Nick
a
Cannon.
Bar.
He's Nick Cannon with talent.
Huh.
Two corny niggas that we love very dearly who have money and power. But they're corny.
This is true.
Top tier.
Corny as hell. He's a cornball. He's a dweeb with money. Shout out to him. I'm not a hater. I'm just saying he's a corny nigga. Ain't nothing wrong being corny. Everybody knows some corny niggas. Shit, I might be corny to somebody.
It's just everybody knows this corny.
This nigga corny. Oh, I'm sorry. Drake is a corny bull. Go back and watch his videos and just see how he moves. It's like, damn, this nigga's corny.
Yo, go back,
to Replacement Girl.
Go back to,
Replacement Girl. Nigga, go watch the video for Stay Scheming. Look at this nigga's body language and how uncomfortable he looks around a bunch of real niggas. I'm telling you.
Go back to when he was still on Degrassi, when he did like an MTV Cribs type of thing.
Oh,
when his
he's still that.
When his mom didn't bring like some onion bake, like some spread for his bagels. He was like, I was really looking forward to it, man.
He's still the same nigga. Why do you think he invites Odell to his house and he just wears all the popular players jerseys and shit? This nigga likes Man City and Man U. He's a fucking dweeb.
Not allowed.
He's a cornball.
That nigga will wear a Cowboys jersey with a New York Giants hat.
Yeah, he's just a corny nigga.
With Carson Wentz on the back of the jersey.
Yeah, with a Wentz Cowboy jersey.
He's the type of nigga to wear a jersey that's split down the middle. Like, just two different teams. Like, he's that guy. He's a cornball.
Yeah, he's just
and there's nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying. I don't know how people didn't know this.
Yeah.
How didn't you see this? He's just a corny nigga. He's just a corny nigga with a little ounce, with a little bit of swag, and because he got money.
Little
swag. That's about it. I'm not hating on
him. Yeah, it gives you access.
I'm not hating. I like Drake. I never said I didn't like Drake.
The money gives you access to us a little bit, but it never inherently changes who you are. Inherently.
I can imagine Drake being in a group chat and he's just the nigga that gets flamed all day because his jokes are whack. Like, he's just a corny nigga. Like, you don't have it. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's just how I feel.
You don't got the juice, big fella.
Does he have the juice, but he doesn't have the sauce?
Yes. Drake got all the juice, but he does not
have the sauce. That's good.
He does not have the sauce.
He does not. Unfortunately not. Well, he's still wheelchair Jimmy. Yo. Y'all good on Drake?
Yeah. I'm good on Drake.
That's enough. I wanted to talk about... Did y'all see the superintendent? I'm so mad this happened in Jersey. There was a superintendent at Homedale High School or Homedale, whatever it is. And they were trying, like, there was like a mad pooper, right? And
the mad
this pooper. Nigga was.
Like in Bob's Burgers. Yes. The mad pooper.
This nigga was pooping on the football field or just near the track, and they would find human feces every day. And they could not figure out who it was. And it turns out it was the superintendent of all the schools pooping on his own property. And you know, people are probably bringing to him at the board meetings. They're like, there's somebody pooping on everything. And he's just rubbing his chin like, we gotta find this
it's
guy.
Like that episode of SpongeBob where he's like looking for the person. And it's just the for one inside is him. And he just,
Yeah, he's right on the one inside, just like, we're going to catch this guy. Like, I seen one tweet, he said it's the worst ending of Scooby-Doo ever.
I wasn't going to wait for it.
Johnson. It wasn't for these meddling kids.
It wasn't for these meddling kids.
This nigga pooping on his own property. That shit is...
What do you have to be in?
That has to be some type of weird sexual fantasy, right?
Or like, it's like a thrill. Like, it gets some excitement.
He was getting wild boners from that.
Imagine having a boner while pooping.
Not comfortable, I'll tell you that.
Not comfy. That cannot be comfy outside of that. And how does he get caught?
What's the wiping situation? There's a lot of questions.
Is he pooping at home and bringing it? Like,
Does he choose the same spot every day?
It was different spots.
Does he have a different flag, like a calling card? Like a Joker has a card of a Joker, like he just leaves a couple of cards of corn.
He just leaves an ace of spades next to it. God damn it,
he leaves a nickel next to it. It's a 5 cent poopa.
Like it was the 1920s, nobody's gonna run a DNA test on this shit. Like, damn it, he's struck again.
I don't get it, bro.
It's the attack of the nickel pooper.
But he was pooping everywhere, and they finally found this dude. And they had a mugshot of him.
Did they find him while pooping?
I don't know if they found him pooping. Like in the action shot. Yeah. Like he just all like crouched down, just like, there's Superintendent Johnson, get him! Like,
did they get a team together to find the,
I don't know.
Who's the team? Is it like the gym teacher and then whoever he decides because he's the most physically fit, I would assume?
the gym teacher. The gym teacher definitely went out there and like tasted that shit like,
That weird nigga probably do it and jerk off. Nigga was a creep.
Yeah, that's right. Why is was sniffing? Why is was definitely in the locker room sniffing women's panties?
Okay, let's take a timestamp.
Hey, take that timestamp. Yeah, he was definitely,
that nigga was a weirdo, bro.
He was definitely in the girls' locker room sniffing capri pants. Sniffing capri.
That nigga was sniffing hella BB shirts. Jerking his Johnson.
Yo, he was a typical gym teacher. He was the same. He would just walk around and tell girls that their shorts were too short. Right, I'm like, this is weird, sir, because her shorts aren't even that short. You just felt like
you're just up her ass. You're just up her ass. You're just
out here upskirting 14-year-olds.
Yeah, nigga.
You know,
bend over. Let me see if they're too short.
Yeah, right. Put your hands down. Let me see. Like, yo, I never checked for his shoes, but I know he probably had a little circle mirror on them shits, and he just put that shit out.
He got a camera and a shoelace. He got a stack of DVDs, like 7 feet high. Classic 2011.
Right, now, this is, what tape is this? This is SRE 2003. SRE.
Boner Jams 2009. Oh yeah. You know, shout out to everybody who had a creepy teacher, man.
I feel like everybody had a creepy
teacher. We had a couple of them niggas, man.
Oh, a couple? Man. Who else was
creepy like that?
The boy, we had one teacher that got fired for some creepy shit.
Right?
Was that his name?
I believe so. Mr. Sherm.
Who's that?
You don't remember? He was around for, he didn't last long. He was weird. I think he used to like pick his nose during class and shit. I forget. He said something sexual to one of the girls. He got fired.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember at least two or three different niggas that was on some bonafide, definitely creep shit. But shout out to the creepy teachers, man. Y'all keep America great.
You keep us sane.
Whenever I feel bad about myself, I just know at least I'm not one of these creep ass teachers.
You proved that that we are all just mere mortals.
At least I'm not out here jerking on some motherfucking Claire Sense.
God damn.
He's out here beating my meat to the girl who draws horses. Why is the
floor so sticky?
Looking at some Lisa Frank notebooks.
With stickers of a unicorn with a rainbow horn.
I can tell that's her handwriting. The curl on the R's.
Nigga letting off hella nuts like.
Y'all go outside and play disc golf. I'm gonna just stay on my office.
Yeah, going to play volleyball. Rotate.
Yo, gym teachers are definitely the creepiest people in the school.
Yeah, gym teachers don't get
no creepier than that. Bro. Yeah, it doesn't. I feel when you look back on it, you definitely gotta feel bad for all the girls in high school. Honestly, you gotta feel bad for women in general because niggas ain't shit.
True. Yo, bro, this is true. Bro,
niggas ain't the shit.
When I look back at the shit that females went through,
women
and bitches, went through in high school, bro.
We'll keep the energy.
I'll stay strapped.
Oh, man.
I stay strapped like Queen Latifah, baby. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Sanaa Lathan.
She definitely, Queen Latifah definitely has a big old white dick.
A white veiny dick.
Mayonnaise strap. The great white.
The sperm whale. I call this one Moby Dick. Oh, where? Yo,
did you see the picture of the dyke who got her strap on?
Yeah. Dice stuff. It looked like some Toblerone. It looked like some Tootsie Rolls.
It looked like dumb chocolate.
So what happened?
I guess she got in an argument. She cheated on whoever, and the bitch sliced up her dick. And a pair of her 13.
She cut her dick off.
Put it in like 6 different pieces.
She sliced it in like some fucking hot dogs.
You ain't gonna be fucking nobody with this strap. Not this one. Not like she can't just go to the fucking store.
Like she can't go to Hot Topic and buy a new one.
And get a...
Like she can't go to Spencer's and buy a new
one. And buy a huge one. A comically huge one at that.
Yo, did you see the one video? The dog, it was pumping air, and it was like, this is what dykes feel like.
Oh, God. That's where we're going, Elsie?
Yes. That's great. Oh, no. We're overdue. We're going on the strap-on community at least 2 times every 7 episodes.
That's true.
Now, I mean, you know, the dykes and Hispanic niggas got to catch the sling, so...
As I'm wearing the New Wave Auditorium shirt.
Yeah, New Wave Auditorium. I'm surprised
you got a strap on in there.
I'm surprised you got your fucking eyebrows slashed.
You don't got a green Chicago Bulls jersey on. You got a sports bra under there, boy? Huh? I know that nigga got some Tommy boxes on.
He's at a green Chicago Bulls jersey.
A matching green polo, cause
nigga, what's
I'm
a
fashionable?
What's
I'm
the last? You win some saying you don't flag anymore. Would it be? I know it had to be.
Yo, whoa!
Gunshot! What a gunshot!
Willow.
I'm not even Hispanic.
Oh man! Shout out to both of those communities. We fuck with y'all heavy.
We have you very heavily. Shout out to you.
But the jokes gotta fly, LG. Baby.
All the letters.
H.
Or
Hispanic.
Where is this podcast going?
Down the toilet.
Down the goddamn...
But I had to get my
flames off. I'm going to have to do so much at it. We might just cut that whole shit.
The dyke hard right turn. I
was on the opioids and then...
I think exactly. I'm gonna just edit off some elevated music during that time. That's what I'm going to do. Where are we now?
We were on the Mad Pooper.
Yeah, we were on the Mad Pooper. Ended up with dyke dicks. So.
Creepy gym teacher dyke dicks.
Oh, and
domestic violence.
Well, since we're gonna keep it with the fucked up shit, remember that tweet? I was just showing y'all this earlier. The girl. I guess they were in like a little Twitter beef, and the girl said the other joint like Mrs. Potato Head, and the girl had tweeted this shit on August 30th, right? She was like, "Oh, look at you looking like Mrs. Potato Head," and then she put like a picture of him next to the girl, and she's like, "Oh, this girl's dissing me." Da 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 da. So then the girl that she was dissing, she was like, "It's a shame she sent her last tweets on her deathbed." The girl died the next day. The next August 30th, she was tweeting, "Look at who dissed me." Da, 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 da. August 31st, she was fucking dead.
Did it say how she died?
I have no idea. She tweeted up sick like that morning or that same night on the 30th. And then the first tweet underneath of it at like 6 in the morning on the 31st was RIP.
I can't laugh at it.
I'm never deleting my Twitter.
That's wild.
And then, I was just,
I'm never
deleting. Yeah, it's nothing just.
My Twitter is never, ever, ever getting deleted. So Twitter is a place that, you know, just.
That's a sticky one.
Pretty much anything goes.
Anything goes. anything goes. And then her mom tweets from it, and she tried to, you know, the mom tried to cover it up. She's like, well, nobody never knows their last day nor hour, and da 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 da.
That's fucked.
But
up.
We still get these jokes off in the family, so but we still gonna play these niggas. I'm a flame on her behalf, nigga. Boy, if you don't get your ass.
Like, she should have.
If somebody came in, I'm a flame on her behalf.
Yo.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh, bro.
Oh. That is.
Twitter.
That is something.
Twitter.
What happened? Yo, you heard about. Y'all heard about that thing at Camden Catholic?
Oh, yeah, that's actually my boy. I know the coach.
You know the coach?
Yeah, because he used to play for my grandfather back in the day. He was a quarterback, and I just known him basically my whole life.
So basically, guys, if you don't know, especially if you're not from Jersey, in South Jersey, there's a good football team that's usually good from a high school. It's called Camden Catholic. Mm-hmm. Recently, the coach, former coach of the Camden Catholic football team, he got fired for quote-unquote recruiting too many black players.
And it wasn't even recruiting wise. They said he was just, the ratio was messed up. And he was allowing. Because when you you can just, sign up to go to Camden Catholic. You know, like, you can just apply and get accepted and then try out for the football team. So, and they said that his ratio, there was just.
Are people just coming through without?
There was just too many black players. But Nick's thing.
When I hear the words "too many black," that always
red
flag for me.
Are the best?
Too many black?
The thing about it is that the craziest part. He's only lost 6 games since he's been there. He's 30. He's like 35-6. So it's not like he's losing. I can understand if he had a losing record and the school's like, all right, it's because you got all these niggas on the team and they ain't just.
The niggas are helping tremendously.
Yeah, the niggas is winning. It's crazy.
the niggas are doing a damn good job.
The thing that makes this even more crazy is the fact that that story has went national now, and they actually interviewed my grandfather, and my grandfather was on Baller Alert, like they took a quote from the whole story from CBS or whatever news station, and then that news station that interviewed my grandfather, and they took that piece and put it as like the caption. So like his name is like in like the caption on Baller Alert. So it's just been a big mess. And he had Nick Strom is his name. He told my grandfather that ever since day one of him being a coach, they've been bringing up race. So it was really only a matter of time until it kind of like boiled over.
I mean,
so, shit is crazy. But, and to just so everybody knows, the coach is white. Yeah. He is not black, he is a white man. And that's what makes, and that's what made them think that it would be comfortable for them to say this to him. And they didn't know he was a real,
I got you.
So.
And
it's just crazy.
I'm not surprised about something like this at all because
it's called
Camden Catholic.
Yeah.
When you have a bunch of people, those type of high schools that rely on funding from alumni and people and things of that nature, because those big high schools like this are nothing unlike colleges where money comes from donations, from boosters, from people who used to go there or other people who, you know, want to support that school. Mm-hmm. So when you see when a group of people who are, I would assume the group of people that would be run a Camden Catholic would not be pleased with seeing so many black faces on their football team.
But I mean, if they want their team to be good,
but it's good, but it's good on their terms.
Exactly,
that's true. Yeah,
like
exactly
I want this team
that.
To be good, but I want this team to be good my way.
Yeah,
and to be good my way is to be good, but also be good and mostly white.
Yeah.
Or as white as I can justify it.
Exactly.
Yeah. As white as it is and still win.
Yeah. And can it be white as possible? And it's crazy because this isn't the first time that this happened in South Jersey. It actually happened at Collinswood High School a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. Their coach got fired for they told him that he had too many, he needs to play more black players, and he said no. And it was a white coach. And he ended up getting a settlement, I believe, for like $250,000. And the school straight up told him, you need to play more white players.
Oh, play more white players.
Yeah.
Okay.
You need to play more white players. And he was like,
what?
Nah, I'm going to play whoever is.
We're trying to win the game.
Hey, I'm trying to win here. And they ended up firing him. And I believe he won his settlement. I don't know what his name was. I forget. But this ain't the first time this has happened in Jersey. And that's the craziest part to me. And can you imagine how many other places this shit happens? Like, It's wild. Yeah, I don't think you'll really see it happen to coaches, to white coaches, when they don't play all of their black players, though.
Yeah.
Because there's always an issue. Like, there might be, oh, well, he's on academic probation. Oh, he doesn't have enough credits. Like, it's like they'll make up those excuses to keep black players off the field. But when it comes to getting white players onto the field, they got it. Like, the coach is supposed to make some type of adjustment. Like,
like Mike said, it's the people that are trying to
give
the money, all that.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Like, when I picture a Camden Catholic, and I picture the boosters for that team, the alumni of that school, the people who want to see the sports culture
or reflect, football reflect.
They want to see themselves reflected in the goings on the sport. And you having a bunch of black people.
They were like, I wasn't hitting them folks.
They're not rocking with that.
I wasn't hitting them folks.
As good as that team was.
Yep. It's true. As sad as it is, but hey.
Yeah, that's all good.
It's all good. He's going to come out on top. He's probably going to end up coaching in college or something. Not me.
Still get his settlement.
Yeah, he's going to get his. This ain't going to be the last, you know. He might not coach at that same school at Camden Catholic again, but he'll definitely.
Because
he's
a good coach. To.
Yeah, no, actually, like, he said he wants to.
He wants to?
Yeah, because back? he wants to be with the players.
Yeah, okay.
He doesn't fuck with the district. But he wants to be with those players because he hasn't even really been there that long. I think it's only been 3 years, maybe three to four years.
Yeah, that's true.
And he wanted to stay
because the players, they're gonna stay.
He has chemistry. He built relationships with these players, and he wants to eventually win that that state championship. Mm-hmm. That's why he's there. So I don't know. Good luck to him. You know, he got his lawsuit, or he's probably gonna have a lawsuit getting ready. Wouldn't rule it out, but. Hey, man, another day in the life of a black man. It's like,
The what?
It's like, nah. But,
It's just a shame.
Yeah.
But,
it is what it is. They'll figure it out. Somebody at that school getting fired. I put it like that.
Somebody
getting fired.
A reckoning is forthcoming.
Somebody's going to put in a resignment. Resignation and be like, well, I'm leaving for unforeseen circumstances. Like, bitch, yeah.
I have to go take care of my dogs.
Something.
Exactly.
But it is what it is. Oh, man. We got anything else, Mike?
Check the list. What's going on with the list?
I don't know.
You have a list going on.
Oh, that was the last thing I wrote down.
That was the last thing? Well, I don't have anything else.
Lamont, you have anything?
Other than expanding more on the Sixers 0-2 loss.
Well, anyway,
that's been not that serious, guys. Yeah. Glad to have you here, Lamont. Glad to have you here.
Thank you for having
Appreciate you coming through.
On your little mini vacation from home.
You know, I brought the warm weather with me.
Yeah, clearly, because it's been hotter than the devil's balls.
Ass crack. We went from
first of all
cold as fuck to hot as fuck. We don't get no.
There's no in between.
No time for spring.
There was no in between. Like, my body isn't used to this. Like, eventually, yes, in the summertime we expect 90 degrees. You get used to it. But after going from 50, 40, 30, 40, 50 to 90.
Pulling up from 90.
Oh my god.
NBA jams. No, got the game breaker.
Yeah, he's heating up.
NBA Street Volume 2 game breaker.
This shit has been crazy, bro.
So I'm coping with it. I'm dealing with it. I'm trying not to complain about the warm weather because this is all I really wanted.
Exactly.
But Mother Nature was like, I'm going to give you all of this.
You're going to get all of me.
All these UV rays.
In the words of R. Kelly, Mother Nature said, I hear your body calling on me.
Stop. Oh. We can't go down the R. Kelly road.
Shout out to R. Kelly. I feel like I gotta shout him out just to keep people aware. Like, that's my way of keeping...
That sounds like some free thinking right there.
Me bringing up R. Kelly is like saying Coney 2012. Yeah. I'm just...
Don't let him get away.
It's all about the awareness. Don't
forget that. We on your ass now, Robert.
Yeah. Yo, this nigga... I hope his life goes downhill.
Yeah, he needs it, bro.
It should.
It's coming because he just lost, like, his publicist and the whole...
He lost everybody.
They all... So... He'll be down by the end of the year.
I don't know if he's still signed to a record label, though. He probably is.
I doubt that.
Let me see.
And if he is...
I was checking for R. Kelly records in 2018.
R. Kelly...
You'd be surprised.
Nigga, his whole fan base. We talked about this before. Our parents would gladly go. But gladly.
He doesn't need to make new music. He can tour.
Oh, he does. But there's a lot of things he doesn't need to do. He's on.
And yet,
he's doing them. Like the Oprah gift, like, whoop, there it is.
Here we go.
Doing it. Oh, he's on Rockland Records and RCA. He hasn't been dropped by either, but I can see. I'm sure that they're coming soon.
I can read in the tea leaves that that's coming soon.
Yeah.
But you know, shout out to everybody.
Wait, this nigga was on a basketball team.
I was just looking over and I saw
he was
that
on like, the Atlantic USB City Seagulls. L. He played from '97 to '99. He was a shooting guard,
basketball league.
Three-time USBL champion.
You see it. Nah, he played for the Salt Lake City Statutories.
United States Basketball League. What in the hell? All
right, R. Kelly's a baller.
Son, and there was 1, 2, 3, 4 teams in New Jersey. Actually, 5 if you count the Atlantic City Seagulls, who R. Kelly was on. Y'all know Fab got his jersey.
Oh no!
Can you imagine Fab walking around?
That's a cocktail of problematicness that I'm just not ready for. So on that note,
no, and he actually has a jersey. Oh my god!
This nigga else is gonna buy it. Yo,
son,
yo.
If I pull up with an Atlantic City Seagulls jersey, niggas gonna be like, yo, what the fuck is you doing?
But where the fuck did you get that?
No.
Son, who knew? How come nobody ever talked about this? Son.
Because it was the USBL.
Yeah. What something to write home about? Anyway.
United States Basketball League, baby.
That sounds like something.
It says... Not only a best-selling artist, he's also a former professional basketball player. And he won the championship all 3 years he played.
That was before or after the P?
Well, this had to be during.
Oh, during.
Because, you know, athletes like drama.
So. Maybe is that why R. Kelly is the way he is? Because he's an athlete?
What?
And he needs the drama in
his
life?
What type of generalization are we trying to...
You know, athletes like... They like to piss on people? Athletes just being some shit.
No, alright. That, we're not doing any more.
And that was not that serious, the podcast.
I'm definitely not rapping. I'm just saying.
This is not that serious, the podcast. It has been another lovely week for y'all.
Shout out to the Atlantic City Seagulls.
Do not shout out the Atlantic City Seagulls, nor the any former.
Three-time USBL champion.
He's a champion.
He won 3 times. He three-peated like Michael Jordan.
Please.
He was a three-peat just basketball. Oh.
He was a three-peat and he's out.
So you're telling me that R. Kelly has the same amount of rings as LeBron James?
But he won all three.
USBL. I mean,
he was in the league from '97 to '99. He's a 3-time champion from '97 to '99.
3-time middle school homecoming king.
Oh, R. Kelly. Oh no!
Man, we're really out here now. Oh,
oh
my god.
No!
Oh.
Can we end this? Are we going?
I'm done.
You're done.
I'm done.
Oh man, you're done.
I hope they didn't have cheerleaders. I know. Oh, man. He just had
to... He said something to his teammates. He's just in practice. He's like, yo, what you talking about, Robert? I don't know. It's something about those cheerleaders. It's so tantalizing.
Nah, he had all the cheerleaders in his locker room. And when he got back after the game was over, he would sit on one of their backs. And he would just use them as a bench.
Was he?
Because they are all in the locker room.
Was he singing at the games at halftime?
I wouldn't be surprised.
He would sing the national anthem and then drop 30. Oh, drop 30 and 12.
I need to see stats, yo. I need.
We are now collecting Robert Kelly's stats from the Atlantic City Seagulls in the episode that just can't seem to end.
Where has this
It episode? Just stopped in 2008.
Where has this episode gone? Where? Around the globe. Help. Help me.
Atlantic City Seagulls. Oh, man. I wish he could have played on a team with, like, a problematic name. Why couldn't he have been on, like, who was it? New Jersey Jammers.
He was jamming. He was jamming, all right.
Jersey Turnpikes. Why are there so many Jersey teams? Jersey Shore Bucks. This must have just been in New Jersey. I never heard of this. Oh, my gosh. Man, let's look at the notable alumni.
No.
Manute Bol.
Wow, Raja Bell. Avery Johnson.
Roy Jones Jr. Oh, God.
Terrell Owens.
The Adirondack Wildcats.
R. Kelly.
Robert.
Oh, man. This is crazy. I don't know how I've never heard of this. Raja Bell. World Be Free.
What a time.
This was swept under the rug.
As is a lot of other things in Robert Kelly's past.
Past and present. Probably future.
Quite possibly
future. Oh,
are we...
Are you finished or are you done?
Are you finished or are you done?
Throwback.
Are you going to look up highlights now? Okay, this has been not that serious, the podcast. Not for real this time. It's been not that serious, the podcast. We're not doing it anymore. I refuse. I refuse to take part in whatever else he's doing. Be sure to listen to us. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, SoundCloud. We got Stitcher Radio we're working on. We got Spotify we're working on. Spotify's a tough nut to crack. They're real bougie about that shit. But we're going to work on them, though. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, our personal Twitters. Podcast Twitter at NTS Pod, podcast Instagram at Not That Serious Pod. Listen, rate, subscribe, write a comment. You know what I'm saying? Rate us 5 stars.
All that good shit.
Lamont, where can the good people follow you, find you?
If you want them to.
Sure, why not? I get these tweets off at Vino Monty on Twitter. And that's pretty much all I'm doing.
So that's at Vino Monty on Twitter, at VinoMonty. Vino Monty, our boy Lamont. Once again, man, thank you for coming through.
Thank you for having me.
We appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
It's been in the works for a long time.
Yeah.
If you're trying to get a World Cup, pre-World Cup podcast, let me and John.
Yes. Juan-Aimee, yes.
Let us know.
Yes.
I don't know about Juan-Aimee. He gonna come here wildin'.
But alright,
save that for another time.
Definitely we need to get the soccer popping.
Yeah, that gotta happen though.
Yeah,
that gotta happen.
And shout out to Liverpool, we in the Champions League Cup final year.
Shout out to Real Madrid, Ala Madrid.
Mo Salah, the Egyptian king, is gonna take us.
Egyptian.
It's gonna be big. It's going to be huge. We're gonna bring us to the League Cup final. We're gonna run all of Europe. We're football supremacy.
He'll be on Real Madrid next year. Just wait on it.
Yo, relax. He's Liverpool until he dies.
That's it.
All right, y'all. Thanks for listening. Peace.
Peace.
Seen the way you're talking on my phone last night. God. Way more than a $2 holler. Stole your heart like Alibaba. Seen the way you're talking on my phone last night. Oh God. Do it on my jet. Let's keep this private. She wants me to. She ain't even in denial. Wanna make love. She ain't even in denial. We can get away. Maybe to Guatemala. just talking on the side. Can you keep that silent? Maybe saying something, but you didn't mean nothing by it. Took her to the room, in other words, kept that private. She was my heartbreak, told her keep those violets. Seen the way you're talking on my phone last night, on God. Do it on my jet, let's keep this private. She wants me to, she ain't even in denial. Wanna make love, she ain't even in denial. We can get away, maybe to Guatemala. Got me going deep, got me all in fresh water.